the end of my portion here, boys and girls, and I will go ahead and pass it over to Mr. Joseph Dukes.
Wow, that was awesome. I love hearing the paychecks, and I love hearing the numbers go up week after week of people out there and making a choice. So, guys, ladies, thank you so much for everything that you do for the Levitovich team and to help all of our businesses move forward. Totally appreciate it. Know that we couldn't do it without you. My name is Joseph Dukes. I was hired 13 years ago by my best friend, Paul Epstein. And I live here in sunny Phoenix, Arizona, where it is hot. And, yes, it is miserable hot. I'm super fired up today. Mike called me here a few days ago and asked if I'd be available to talk to my good friend, Junior Correa. And I'm super excited because I've been watching this young man, for seems like years now, Junior, watching him change and grow from an 18-year-old when I jokingly, when I'm talking to people and introduce him to Junior, I said he was an 18-year-old boy when I met him, and now he's a 25-year-old young man who is on the cutting edge of what we're doing here. So, Junior, could you introduce yourself and just kind of give us some high level of who you are?
Absolutely, man. I love you, buddy. I love you, man. God, it's been cool. 7 years. 7 years, bro. And it's going to get crazier. My name is Junior Correa. I've met a lot of y'all. A lot of y'all I haven't met. I was hired into the business by Mickey Cruz, and I live down here in Orlando. So Orlando's my home hotspot. And, God, it's been 7 years when I started. So I was 18 years old. I was 18 years old, right out of high school, and really didn't have a direction in life of what I wanted to do, where I wanted to go. And I remember just doing what my mom and dad told me to do, which is go to college. You know, my mom and dad came from Cuba when I was 8 years old, and they brought me over here. So I knew I didn't come to this country just to sit around and do nothing. I knew I didn't come to this country just to lose time or be mediocre, but I really didn't know what I was going to do. And then God put me in front of Mickey, thank God, and I've just been so grateful because of Mickey. I've gotten to meet Mike and Noel, and I've gotten to hang out with Andy Albright, and it's been cool. So, yes, sir. Joseph, let's get this thing going, bro. We got some stuff, man.
Dude, it is it's a pleasure. It's an honor. And I'm excited to have you on here. So, Junior, you've been with us 7 years. Always been I shouldn't say always, but you've grown into an incredibly solid producer. In fact, today, dude, on the call, did I hear that you're currently number 10 in the country for issue-paid business out of the thousands of agents that we have in the alliance? Did I hear that right?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Bro, so proud of you. That is so exciting. So, I was fired up because I've been watching you here the last 6-8 weeks. I keep an eye on everyone's numbers, because that's what winners and warriors do. They're looking at everyone else and, trying to figure out tips and tricks. And, I've been watching your numbers just steadily tick up. So you've consistently ran, from what I've seen, about 20,000 consistently month in and month out, SEAL team producer, top producer. But here lately, some stuff has changed because you went from 20,000 as your normal month to this month. How much did you issue?
Well, we got a couple days missing, so we'll find out where the final numbers lie, but it'll be somewhere between 45,000 and 50,000.
Oh, holy cow.
It's kind of crazy when you think about it. So if you're brand new on the call, Here's what I want you to understand. When I started in this business, here's a misconception. Here's what happens sometimes with people. They look at Mike and Noel, they look at Andy Albright, they look at Joseph, and you see Brant Swindell, you see Bill Cook, and they start comparing themselves to where they are now. Like, they start comparing themselves to somebody's, like, way at the end of their journey to your beginning. But, like, when I started, I had issues, Joseph. Like, if I can be real, like, I tell this story and people don't believe me. They think I'm making this stuff up. But I grew up really I was video game. I like watching all them Japanese stuff. So I was very introverted. Like, I didn't have people skills. I didn't know how to talk to people. You give me Mario or Zelda, and I could sit in front of a TV and play a game for 8 hours, right? So to talk to someone, I didn't know. I thought I was good, but apparently I wasn't. Apparently people thought I was awkward, you know? And so when I started, I would do really weird things. Like, I remember being in an appointment with Mickey, and I'll never forget this, man. He was talking to this lady, and I'm sitting there listening to him. And as he's talking to the lady, I get my index finger, and I start biting my nail. And I don't stop either. Like, I make sure the whole thing comes off. And I couldn't find a garbage can, so I proceed to spit this nail out in front of the lady in the lady's house. And Mickey looks at me, and the lady looks at me, and I'm like, what did I do? What's wrong with y'all? Y'all don't do this? Mickey's like, dude, please pick that up. And could you imagine that, bro?
Dude.
Actually, I can, dude.
I really can.
So it's like, I don't, and then I go pick it up, and I'm embarrassed. And so I would do stuff like that. Like, people have no idea, you know. And what I love about Mike and Noel, God. What I love about Mickey and Andy is they allowed me to be part of this team. They allowed me to be part of this family before I really knew how to behave. And there was no judgment. There was no critiquing. There was coaching. They were uplifting me, but there was no putting me down, you know. And I felt welcomed, and I felt like I could belong here. And then slowly I started changing, you know. So I'm a work in progress. So anything I say, you know, I'm still a mess trying to figure everything out and learning and growing. And there's a higher level for me. There's a higher level for you that's listening on here. That's what I can promise you. There is a higher level for you wherever you are right now, and you're selling and you're recruiting and your marriage and your kids. There's a higher level that just doors are going to be open that'll help you. You know, so anyway, I'm sorry, but I got fired up. I got excited, Jess.
No, dude, how's it get better than that? That is bad to the bone. Yeah, isn't it one of the awesome things is I love it that we found a place that we can belong before we behave, you know, before we know how to, you know, before we necessarily know how to do the right thing. But, dude, and I apologize for falling off there. What I guess my big question was that you went from $20,000 a month to writing $50,000 a month. What? I mean, I know that there's not probably just one thing going in there. I guess my question really would be, and this, it wasn't like that you went, you know, you were writing, you know, you just wrote a bunch of really big applications. From what I understand, you actually increased your entire application count for the month. How many applications did you write in the month of August?
I don't know how many I wrote, but I know on the report there is, and I'll tell you right now, I got it right here. Let's see. So, and there's a day missing, but there's 64 applications.
64 applications. Holy cow. Okay, so it wasn't like you just fell off the truck and had a big monster $70,000 app land in your feet. So you put in some work. So Bo, like help me understand what changed for you. I mean, something had to shift. You don't have a 250%, understand this, guys, 250% increase in your total productivity, not just numbers, but total productivity in a month. What, dude, like, give us some idea of what it takes or what you've changed. What's been going on?
I love it. It's like, here's a six-month journey. Explain it to me in the next 35 minutes.
Go.
No press.
Right.
Oh,
and don't scream.
God. Oh, God. What's changed? So, God, here's the thing. What I've noticed is when somebody has record months, when somebody's hitting records, it doesn't just happen, okay? So it's very intentional, and there's things that go into that. So if I can – I was coaching a guy earlier today, okay? Young man, 19 years old, and he's struggling with motivation, and he's struggling with focus. And he did something beautiful. Like, I was so proud of him because we were just chatting, and he was telling me the stuff that he does in his free time. And then he said this. And then I told him, you know, I used to do that, and here's what I do now. And then he said, how do I change to be like that? How do I change that? And I got so jacked up, and I'm like, dude, you don't even know what you just did. And he's like, lost. I'm like, what did I do? He's like, bro, you don't even know what you just did. What you just did was ask a question. Most people are not asking a question on what they need to do to change. Okay? So I started asking questions. I ask questions. I will continue to ask questions. And what he did was, it's so simple. All he did was, how do I change that? That seems so simple. But not only did he ask a question, he then proceeded to say, how do I? He didn't say, how does the world around me change so that because they changed, my whole life is going to get. He said, how do I change that? So that's really the question that I am still asking, and I'm seeking wisdom, and I'm seeking help right now, still right now. I'm asking, how do I change? What do I need to do? And I analyze, and I look, and I pray, and that's what started happening. So I told him, here's what I told him. I said three things, and he got a pen and notebook, and he's about to write it down. And I'm like, all right, here's three things. Number one, the audios that you listen to, what you are listening to. Number two, what books are you reading? And number three is your association, who you spend the most time. And this will answer your question, Joe, because what changed for me was I was already doing that. I was already reading, listening to audios, associating. And it really, if I can go back to when I really started to ask more questions and really challenge where I was, it goes back to, I think, when were we in Steamboat, bro? Was it February, March, April?
February, yeah.
Is it February? Okay. I mean, I don't remember. I know it was a steamboat trip. And I had got to the point where, God, life was good. I had money. Things were going good. But it was just stagnant. Like, I was stuck at the same level, and things were good. But I saw other people growing, and I had stopped. I just stayed at the same level. And I remember going on this trip. We were in Steamboat. By the way, the agency managers, Andy Albright, when you hit agency manager, he brings us all together. and we do a trip. It's all expenses paid. You just pay to get there, you know. So, and it's ridiculous. They've done Cabo, Mexico. They've done I don't know where else. I don't know where else they've gone, Joe. I know Cabo's been a big one, but we're going to Traverse City next year. But we were in Steamboat, and I was really wanting to work, not necessarily wanting to go on this trip, because I just, like, I want to work, I want to keep growing, and now I'm going on this trip, and I was like, I felt like I was excited, I won the trip, but I was like, and something magical happened on that trip, because you had to pay extra if you wanted to stay on the extension, which Mike and Noel, multimillionaires with us, were on this extension trip. Paul Roberts, millionaire with us. Andy Albright, like all the top people were there on this extension. This is all the, a lot of the managers left, and there was an extra 3 days. And I was like, I got to go there. Now I've got to stay. And I had already paid for it, you know. And something magical happened during that. And I think it was, I don't know if it was God directing Noel, but we were at dinner one night. And by the way, this place is like, I don't know, this is called Bella, what's it called, Joe? Bella Vista? I don't remember the name of it. Is it Bella Vista? So it's this, it's a gorgeous house. It's overlooking whatever the mountains are in Colorado. Don't ask me what the names of them are. But it's literally like you can see from the window, a panoramic window, you can see the entire mountain range covered in snow, white snow. Just gorgeous when the sun hits it, it just shines. And we're literally sitting there. You can sit at the table and just overlook a mountain range, and it's just gorgeous. Like the housewives of some TV show stays there, all a bunch of famous people go and stay at this resort. So we were there. We had a personal chef, private chef. I like saying that. I think that sounds cool. He was cooking for us. And so we were eating at night. And Noelle, I told her about something I was doing. And I don't even know how the conversation started, but I had gotten into this habit of just hanging around with some friends that were good friends, not bad people. And I got into this just hanging around with them, but I would do it every week and just hang out every week. And it's almost like I got myself in a habit of just, I don't want to use the word mediocrity, but it was just, we were doing the same thing over and over again, and it wasn't anything to build me up. It was just time wasting. And I was telling Noah, I'm like, yeah, here's what I do. And I didn't ask her for advice. I didn't ask her for coaching at all. So I got really upset when she started giving me coaching. And she's like, why are you doing that? And this was, honestly, I've known Noel for 7 years, and we've never had such a confrontational moment in our entire relationship. And I was very respectful, but she knew I was upset, and I didn't want to hear any of it, right? And I honestly didn't even think she was right. I thought she was just dead wrong. I'm like, no, I'm not even doing anything bad. It ain't like I'm, you know what I mean, lining kids up and like smoking weed or doing lines of coke or anything. I was just hanging out, you know? And so I was just thinking, what's wrong with that? But something in her said, hey, no. And it was not good. And then like a couple other people listening on the conversation, and I was like, oh God, I really don't want to talk about this right now. So here's the point. We were clearly upset at each other. I was mad that night. I'm pretty sure she was upset. Next morning we hugged. I'm pretty sure she cried. I cried. And we just hugged and apologized, but I still did not think she was right. I was like, whatever. But I love Noelle. I do not want anything to get between me and her. I don't care. I love Noelle. I got her back. I got Mike's back. And deep down, I know she's not going to, like, Joseph, like, you understand, like, we get people that start this business, and, like, we know everything that we tell them is going to help them. But they don't know that, so they argue with us. Right? So I know, like, the logical part of my brain knows that what she's telling me is meant to help me. But the emotional part is, like, not wanting to accept it. Does that make sense?
Totally.
So, and that's really when the change started happening. And that moment, that association, and then I came back and I stopped hanging around I was like, all right. And it kind of just freed something in me because it helped me to start thinking differently. You know, and then I started asking my questions like, what else could I do? You know, that trip, I also met Bill Cook, not met Bill Cook, but I got to spend some time with Bill Cook and really started to get more of a understanding of how he's able to perform at such a high level. So there's more stuff. I'll give you more stuff that Bill Cook told me,
who is Bill Cook? Just if we could just do, you said a lot there. Like, and I'm writing stuff down. Okay, my brain's reeling. But so you talked about, so you got coaching from Noel, even though it wasn't, you didn't ask for it. And, you know, and then so you step back. Sounds like you kind of put your ego in your back pocket and you just implemented the suggestion that she made, or, you know, she asked you the question. So isn't it interesting that you said before that by asking questions, like the guy that you were coaching, he asked a question. So isn't it interesting that it's questions that are changing your life? And so the quality of the question is going to determine the quality of your life. So that is huge. So you've mentioned Bill Cook's name. Now, I hear Bill Cook's name on the leaderboard. Andy talked about him here today. Who is Bill Cook, just for people who don't know who Bill is?
Bill Cook is crazy. If y'all haven't met Bill Cook, he's crazy. Bill Cook, not only is he crazy, but he was the number one in the entire United States of America last year for sales. Okay? And right now, year to date, he's number five. And I texted Bill Cook. I'm like, Bill. That's all I said. I said, Bill! !! Bill! And he texted me back. He's like, don't worry, I will be number one. He's crazy. I don't know what to tell you. But here's what I did.
So you
go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to ask. So you talked to Bill Cook. Now, what made you talk to Bill? I mean, was it just like hey, cool, it's Bill Cook, number one producer, high five, and just like, was it nonchalant? I mean, were you?
No, it was very intentional.
It was intentional.
Very intentional. Yeah, it was very intentional. I didn't go to the most. Here's another thing people do: they ask advice of the most miserable people that they know. Like they'll get into this business, and their cousin will say, "Well, you know that insurance thing ain't gonna work because you know Aunt Mary tried that, and you know she didn't do good." And they start asking, they start accepting advice and getting advice from people that don't have any results, don't have any success, don't have nothing accomplished in their life, and they'll listen to the opinion of these people. So what I did is I went to the guy that's the best. That's a tip. I'm not trying to sound arrogant at all. I'm not trying to sound sarcastic. But I went to the best person in the country, and I just started asking questions and sharing what I was struggling with. And if you're thinking that this is really high level, and why doesn't he just get to the point? Why does he not give me something technical that I can change? Why is he not talking about schedule? Why is he not talking about how to make the phone calls? Okay, because this is the stuff that will get you from $5,000 a month to $10,000 a month, from $10,000 a month to $20,000 a month, from $20,000 to $40,000. This is what will get you hitting your dreams, hitting your goals. Okay? I started talking to Bill Cook, and I said something like, I honestly don't remember what I said, bro. And it was about, I can't do that, or I said something about my sales, and he cringed. And I'm like, what is wrong with you? And he was just cringing. I'm like, and he's like, do you hear what you're saying? I'm like, what's wrong with what I'm saying? And he's like, exactly. Okay. So my speech, what I was saying was so negative, was so defeating, was limiting what I could do. And what I was saying is not even negative. I wasn't saying I'm a terrible person, I'm not good. I was saying something like, I just can't seem to write over $5,000. I said something like that. Like, it's not even bad. But to him, he cringed. And I started trying to understand what was going on through his mind. And here's what happens is he started explaining to me that you have got to speak what you want to happen. And I already knew this because I've read this in several books. So a lot of times we're doing this thing, Joseph, and it's not that we don't know what to do. A lot of times we just have to be reminded of what to do. Okay? So I'm begging y'all, like, if y'all will start calling Mike and Noel more often and asking for help and listening to what they say, and when you get on a conference call, be open-minded, and when you get to a hot spot, be open-minded, and when you get around a leader, be open-minded. Just have your heart open, because it's not that you might learn something new. More than likely, you're just going to be reminded of something you already knew. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's huge.
So he cringed. That was huge. It was so important that what I was saying was, like, it was so important to him that he cringed. So I started trying to change what I was saying. Okay. What are some things that he said you should say, Junior? Okay, let me give you something technical since you're on the call. Okay. And then I pray that every single person does this, but I've said this to 100 people, and people fight it, and they won't do it. Okay. But here's what I say. I write $6,000 a day every day I go out and write business. I write $6,000 in premium every single day. I'm a $10,000 a week producer. People love buying life insurance from me. I don't know what it is about this area down here. Pick your area. I don't know what it is about Riverview. But, man, people are just so nice and friendly in this area. They're just, every time I come here, they're just so nice to me. And I started speaking and speaking and speaking. And I don't know how to explain how big that is, but what I pray, if I can get on my knees, just if I could sit next to you and be drinking a cup of coffee, is analyze or just next 7 days, just listen to what you say about anything. Listen to what you say, because we'll say stuff like, they probably won't be home. They probably won't buy. I recruited this. Oh, here's a big, anyway. I'm getting off on the topic, but just watch what you're saying, okay? And I started doing that. I started speaking what I wanted, and I don't know what to tell you, bro. But like I started saying, here's what I was saying. I would wake up in the morning and at night, and I would say, I'm giving y'all my secrets. Like, you don't think this is my secret, but I'm giving you my secret. My God. I am so happy and grateful that I have now issue paid $30,000 in the month of May. That's what I said. I am so happy and grateful that I have now issued $30,000 in the month of May. I am so happy and grateful that I have now issued, and I would say that. And I did $28,000 in May. That was a record month for me. I had never done that before. I'm so happy and grateful that I have issued $40,000 in the month of June or July. I don't remember what month, June. I'm so happy and grateful. I'm so happy and grateful that I've now issued $40,000 in the month of June. I'm so happy and grateful I've now issued $40,000 in the month of June. And that month I did $34,000 or $35,000. That was a record. I had never done that. You failed. You didn't do what you said you was going to do. Yeah, I failed. Right. And I also had a record. And I kept saying that. And I kept saying that. And now I say different stuff. Tell me everything you say. That's me. What is it for you? I say, go ahead, Joe.
No, dude, I'm writing stuff down. Keep going.
So, and here's what's going to happen. I promise you. I beg you, try this. Please. God will open up doors. The universe will open up doors. Here's what speaking does. Here's what speaking does. You start to speak, and you start to change what you believe, because you cannot constantly speak something and believe something different. It is not possible. You start speaking. when you first start speaking, you will not believe it. You'll think you're crazy. You think you're an idiot. You think it's not going to work. There's no point in trying it. Why am I even doing this? I haven't seen any results. I haven't noticed anything yet. But you continue to speak. You continue to say what you want and say it like it already happened. And that will cause you to change what you believe. I promise you. And when you change what you believe, you will start thinking different. You will start taking different actions because now you believe different. Now you'll start taking different actions. And those different actions is what's going to get you the results. I got a young man right now. I don't know if he's listening to this. I don't know if he's going to listen to this on recording. But if I could beg him, because he is looking at his results right now. He is frustrated because he's not where he wants to be. He is working and looking up and not putting his head down. And he thinks that he's going to get results before he believes he can get results. And it does not work that way. The way it works is you speak what you want, and it'll change your belief, and then you start working. And then you start getting results once you believe that you're going to get those results. You're not going to get results and then say, oh, well, now I believe it could happen now that I got results. I'm sorry. It does not work that way. You work in spite of how you feel. You work in spite of what you believe, but you start speaking as if it already happened, and then the results will come, and then you'll believe on this hokey-pokey stuff even more. And then you'll start – I'm saying crazy – I'm saying stuff that I can't believe I'm saying. I'm just telling you, you're going to start saying crazy stuff. Joseph, is this helping at all?
Oh, my gosh. No, so the choices that you're making, so what I'm hearing you say is that you're choosing before it, I use the word manifest, but before, I mean, you're believing it's going to be there, and you're talking yourself into your belief. And then you're working yourself through your belief. So before it even happens, so this kind of reminds me, Mike Levintovich was talking earlier to me about this instant thunder thing going on, and I got some people that are talking like, well, I don't know if I can go, I don't know if I should go, and it's like, how about, you know, you make a decision to do something.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
That's how your life will change. You get around. You go when it's not convenient. You go to Instant Thunder when it's not convenient. Like, that is how your life will change. The more sacrifice, the higher price that you have to pay to get around, the higher price that you have to pay, the more the rewards will come. It's literally just making a decision. I'm going no matter what. I'm not quitting no matter what. See, anytime that you start to count the costs, you've already lost. If you're counting how much is this going to cost me, you've already lost. The way that Mike and Noel think, the way that Andy thinks, is they say, I don't care how much it costs me. I'm going to win. I'm in it. Mike and Noel have Andy's back. They've had Andy's back for 18 years. They've had my back for 7 years. They've had Joseph's back for 13-plus years. They're all in, you know. And if you're wondering, because I can tell you the stuff I've done, and I'll give you a couple of things that I've done that has changed that I am doing different now. But if I start this call and I tell you, here's what I'm doing, you will try to do what I'm doing, and you will fail because you don't believe it. You don't even believe you're worthy of receiving the rewards. So I will tell you what I'm doing, but I promise you, God, if I could just get you to start speaking, start changing the way you think about yourself, start speaking. So because I started speaking that I'm a $10,000 a week producer, I now had to start doing different things in order to be a $10,000 a week producer. Okay. So what are some of the things that you changed? What are some of the advice that Bill Cook gave you that really made a difference? I will tell you. Okay. This is more advanced. This is, like, literally if you want to take this to the next level. If you're brand new, what I would tell you is you may not want to do this at the beginning. All you want to do is just book appointments, no matter what. Book appointments, no matter what. But I'll give y'all some advanced stuff, okay? Bill Cook says, when you're running appointments, Junior, you should go to an appointment, pick up a check. 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 And I'm like, how do you do that? How do you just go to an appointment, pick up a check every single time? And he said, it's the quality of the appointments that you're booking. If you're booking appointments that, if you got 10 appointments in a row that people don't want to see you, no wonder you're frustrated. He said that my hard work is on the phone. When I am in the field running appointments, it is a breeze. It is fun. Everybody's buying from me. I will do my hard work on the phone. And I'm like, huh. That was different because I was always under the idea that I just got to book an appointment no matter what, and I couldn't get beyond that. And not they would say, I'm not interested. I'd be like, that's okay. I got to bring this to you. I don't care if you're not interested or not. I'm going to bring this to you no matter how you feel, jerk. And then I would get there, and they'd be mad. What? I
didn't get
an appointment with you. You sent this letter in. What's wrong with you? Yeah. So now when you're new, like I had a guy in my office today, and I was dialing, and I book appointments, and it's different. This is what Bill Cook does. This is what Brent Swindell does. This is what the top people do, I promise you. And I was like, bro, I will not run a bad appointment. If they do not want to see me, I will not run a bad appointment. I am not going to force them. Okay, I will give you some more stuff. I'm not done. So y'all stay with me. But I told him, if I got the option between 10 appointments of everybody wants to see me that day and 10 appointments where people don't want to see me that day, but they'll be home, they just don't want to see me, which one would you pick, Joseph?
The first one, please.
I'll take option numero one. Right, and then I told him, now, if you got the option of having a day where you got 10 appointments where people don't want to see you, but you got 10 appointments, or you got zero appointments that day, which one do you pick?
Oh, baby, I will take door number one on that one, too.
Right.
I at least got a shot.
Right. So people hear me, and they're like, well, Junior told me I shouldn't book the appointment because, okay, if you're brand new, you're going to book terrible appointments. First, you're going to be terrible at booking appointments. Get over it. It's okay. This is the thing that messes me up is people just, God, please just make a decision that you're going to be here no matter what. You're going to overcome no matter what, and then we can get over all the frustration. You're going to cry. You're going to struggle. You're going to want to whatever. You're going to get over it. You're not. It's not the end. So many people are operating their lives, and they say, well, if this happens, then I quit. If this happens, then what the heck? I love Tim Go. He asks the question. He says, what do I have to do to get you to quit? What do I have to do to get you to quit?
Then you know.
Nothing. Nothing. My answer is there's nothing you're going to do that is going to get me to quit. But people say, well, if you offend my wife, if you offend me, if I get five people in a row that don't buy no insurance, if my account goes in the negative, if an agent charges back on me, if a client charges back on me, if I this, if this, if this, and then they're questioning their way every single moment of if this happens, then I'm gone. Or they're thinking, is this for me? If you're thinking this is for you, what the heck? Now, if you're passionate about saving people and being a musician, this might not be for you. But if you're deciding if this is for you during five no sales in a row, guess what? You're just going by what your feelings. That's not the time to decide if this is for you. How about you decide if this is for you when you've succeeded, you've made $100,000 in a month, and you've done a bunch of good stuff. And then let's look at it and say, oh, I wonder if this is for me. But not when you're depressed and everything's going wrong. That's not a time to decide. Does that make sense?
Totally.
Like, I'm getting emotional, yep. But I care. I want people to win. I don't want just people to – I want people to win in life. I want your kids to see you – I want your kids to see their mom and dad be amazing. I want your grandkids to be able to talk about grandpa and grandma. I want to see your kids' lives completely different because you made a decision to do something. This isn't about selling $50,000 a month. This is not about junior career. This has nothing to do with me. This is everything to do. What do you need to do to have a complete change in your life if you'll start speaking? Okay. Woo! I got to calm down. I am so sorry. Is this call being recorded? I feel terrible.
Don't cuss. That's all I ask.
Okay, let me go back to nuts and bolts. Okay, let's go back to some nuts and bolts. Okay, so the quality of the appointments. So I started booking good appointments of people that actually wanted to see me. Okay, I increased the amount of appointments I ran. I started running 4 days a week in the field. I started booking a minimum of 31 appointments. Why? I don't know. That was my number. I don't know. It's 31. I don't know. And how do you not book a bad appointment? Okay, like this is higher level, again, but I will give you an idea. When they say they are not interested, how about you try this? Instead of saying, well, it's just my job to get the information out to you, what time do you get off work tomorrow? Because you will succeed in booking an appointment. Good job. You have not succeeded in booking an appointment of somebody that told you they are not interested. I still book pretty much the same percentage of appointments. The only difference now is they want to see me. So what do you do different? I talk to them. They say they're not interested. I'm crazy. I'd be like, what the heck? Did you buy a policy or too expensive or what happened? And then they'll tell me, oh, you came out. $300 a month. That's crazy. What the heck? You got gonorrhea, syphilis? Nope. You got AIDS? Nope. What the? That ain't right. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get this to you. It should not be that expensive. And then if they give me a hard time, I just don't want you to come over. I'm like, okay, well, it sounds like you don't want the coverage then. Like, are you okay? And I will not book the appointment after that. But if they are like, oh, yeah, I guess you, yeah, sure. And I'll book the appointment. I know how to book an appointment. I know I got to ask them a question. And if I ask them a question, they're going to answer it. Like, I understand how to book an appointment. You see what I'm saying? Or if they say, y'all please hear me when I dial because I don't know how to explain it. But basically, I'm talking to them and making sure that they're going to be home. I'm talking to them and making sure that they want me to come over. Like, if the dude says, I don't want anybody coming on my property. I do not want you to come on my property. If I can't book an appointment and be in good terms on the phone, I'm going to book another good appointment above that. I'm not going to run that. Okay? This is going to sound – I'm trying not to make this confusing, Joseph. I feel like this could be confused very easily. I feel.
Keep going. This is high level, absolutely. And what I'm hearing you say is actually not contradictive. What I'm hearing you say is book quality appointments. Don't book wood. Don't book a junk appointment if you know it's a junk appointment. Ask more questions. And what you said there about asking questions, and I hope that everybody heard that. That was a big deal. Like, I can't tell you how many times I have booked a junky appointment. And sure, you know, absolutely, you can take someone from, you know, I don't want you coming over, and you can weasel your way in there, but it's a whole lot easier if you're asking questions of why, you know. What?
Absolutely.
You know, so, dude, no, you are not contradicting here. You are dead on. So if we keep on, if we're looking for another, you know, and yes, there are people out there that want the technical stuff, and oh, don't give me the touchy-feely, and, you know, it's kind of like Andy yesterday saying, other than that, Andy, what's the secret to the success? So, Junior, other than all of this, what do I have to do to write $50,000 a month? Other than getting my thinking different so I speak different, so I work different, so I put in different effort and get different results. Other than that, and other than booking more appointments, what else do I need to do to be successful?
So that's the question that they ask when they're not going to do everything we just said and they want another one.
Well, you know.
Be like, I'm not going to do all of that. I'm really looking for a different answer. I wasn't expecting that one.
How about in addition? Okay, maybe I should say like this. In addition to those things, Junior, what else? Now, we have a few more minutes before we wrap up the call. Just if we're going real high level and say, what would be one or two other things?
I mean, bro, that's it. I mean, I really don't know what else to say. I'm speaking what I want. I'm speaking, and so when I get to the customer's house, I mean, I'm not trying to not answer the question, but that's it. When I get to the customer's house, I'm no longer nervous. I have peace. I know I'm helping them. I don't know what else to tell you. You know
okay.
What I mean? I don't know what else to do.
So rewind back to the beginning of the call. You talked about a couple things. You talked about the three things that you gave that young man, which was audios, books, and association. So it sounds like so you got around Bill Cook because you chose to invest in yourself, and yes, you earned a trip, but you also chose to invest the time and money to go on this trip and get around the top leaders. So there's your association. So if we're going to go to your three topics or your that you gave as a piece of advice to that first young man you were talking about, what would be something that someone on this call could do to get one of those three things or all three of those to help move them forward, to change their thought process, to change how they think, to change their work, and to change their life and their results?
Okay. Dude, thank you for asking that. And here's what's crazy. I do that just naturally, so I don't think it's a big deal, but I got to remember that it is a big deal. It took me a while to get in the habit of that. I read like crazy. If there's one thing I do every morning that just get my mind right, I pick whatever day of the week it is, and I read Proverbs. It's a book in the Bible. I read Proverbs. Whatever day of the week it is, I read that book. Today is the 7th, so I read Proverbs 7 today. I read that every morning. I listen to one thing I do every morning, and it's not a secret. I listen to affirmations. It's a CD that Tim Goad has, and I listen to that every single morning. That it goes back to speaking, because the affirmation CD, it's literally, this is what you're supposed to say. This is what God believes about you. This is who you are. So I'm speaking this every single morning, who I am. Like, every morning I'm listening to affirmation CD. And as I'm driving, I've got the TWC that I listen to. I listen to a lot of stuff that just makes me – I listen to a lot of stuff that just – that brings me peace and calmness. I listen to worship music as I'm driving in between appointments. But I'm very careful not to listen or watch something that'll hurt me or people watch videos of just stuff, and I'm just like, just random videos, and it's like, I ain't got time for that. I want to listen to stuff that's going to uplift me, you know? So those are two huge things I do. I listen to affirmations every single morning, and I read Proverbs, and then I just read books on the 8 steps to success book list.
Cool. So you're choosing to live. Man, how exciting is that? That's awesome, bro. Man, I got to tell you, this has been just deep. So we covered what you're listening to. We covered you are, you know, reading. So cool thing is that we got the 8 Steps book from Andy Albright. There's like 4 pages in there of, I want to say, like 75 different books or 90 different books that Andy recommends. All of them great books. We have audios and all the ongoing training through NAAU and Tim Goad. Now, if you were going to recommend, like I know we got some brand new people on this call along with some veterans. If you were going to talk to someone about an association to put them in a position, you know, maybe they aren't an agency manager yet, or heck, even if they are an agency manager, our agency manager meeting isn't until next year. So what would be something that someone could do to be able to get around a Bill Cook or a Brent Swindell or a Junior Correa here, you know, in the near future to help get their mind right?
Yeah, and we talked about that a little bit a few minutes ago. We have an Instant Thunder coming up, and Instant Thunder is in Burlington, North Carolina. It's in our corporate headquarters, and that campus is incredible. It's home. You go there, and it's like you can kind of see the family, the love, the just the atmosphere. But we've got Instant Thunder is a three day training event. September 19th through the 21st, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And a lot of the top people will be there. I don't know who all the managers will be there. I know Mike and Noah will be there. I know I'll be there. But a lot of people will be there. And that'll be time where you can ask questions, build relationships. And as soon as it got announced, I mean, I knew it was going. I got a ticket, and I just committed to going and figuring it out. So That is huge. That, I believe, has the power to change some people's lives, honestly. So, yeah, that'd be a big thing I would tell them, Joseph.
Well, cool thing there is that I was just talking to someone before the call, and the website is instantthunder.com. I mean, honestly, I am so fired up for Instant Thunder for this one. This one is going to be life-changing. And the cool thing is that, I mean, it's very intimate, what, like 150, maybe 200 people? So it's not like a big event where we got like 1,710 people, because that's the max that we can put in there. But it's very small. It's very intimate. It's cool. We get a lot of one-on-one time there. And, dude, I'm fired up to get my new people around you, and I'm excited to get around you and to be picking your brain. Bro, thank you so much, Junior, for being as transparent as you are. I know a lot of times, sometimes we hold back because we don't want to be judged. We don't want people to judge us because of whatever. And thank you for being willing to receive that judgment from all of us today and whoever's laying it out, because, bro, you are making a difference in so many people's lives, not just clients but agents. Bro, fired up for you, and thanks for being on the call. Guys, next week, Mike and Noel are going to be back in the house. I'm so grateful that they let Junior and I play around today and have fun. Please, if you have any questions, get out to Instant Thunder, pick Junior's brain. We got conference calls and training coming up, and now is the time. The strawberries are ripe. It's time to start picking. Leads are aplenty. There's 35,000 responders across the United States right now that Andy has not, that they haven't even opened. And they're going to mail another 500,000 letters next week. Dadgum. So, man, now's your time, as Paul Roberts says. Go get yours, because we're getting ours. Talk to you guys soon.
Love you guys. Bye.